I always tell people that I only do two things well.
Ma olen öelnud, et ma teen ainult kahte asja hästi.
One is hug people and the other is pray for people.
Üks on see, et ma kallistan inimesi ja teine, et ma paletan enda pärast.
So I'll pray for you. If that doesn't work, then I'll hug you. How's that?
Ja kui palla siis täna ei toimi, siis ma pean sinna kallistama.
I was watching you. I didn't mean to. I just was attracted to what was going on with your countenance.
Lihtsalt minu tähelepanu tõmbus sinu peale sel ülistusel ja ma jälgisin sind.
You look like you swallowed the sun this morning.
Sul on siga tunned, et sa oleksid päikese alla neelanud.
That's a good thing.
See on väga hea asi.
So I just wrote a couple of things down. Can I just pray them over you? May I do that?
Ma tahaks siis paleta mõnda asja sinu peale.
Okay. I just, the Lord just said she has fresh wind in her wings.
Ja tal on värske tuul tiibades, ütles isand.
That somehow you're catching the breezes of heaven.
Et sa oled kinni püüdmas taeva hingusi.
And it's not that your wings haven't worked before.
Mitte et su tiivad poleks ennem töötanud.
But when the wind comes,
aga kui tuul tuleb,
your wind, the wind of God works the wings, not you.
Siis see Jumala tuul teeb sinu tiibades tööd, mitte sina ei tee tööd.
So here's what I thought I heard.
Ja see on see, mis ma arvan, et ma kuulsin.
He's giving you a new dimension.
Ta annab sulle uued mõõtmed.
More than a new direction.
Rohkem kui uusi suundi.
And the dimension
ja need mõõdud
is depth.
On sügavusse.
Deeper.
Sügavamale.
But the perspective is height.
Aga selle perspektiiv on ülesse kõrgemale.
And the outcome is breadth.
Ja see väljasirutus läheb siis laiali.
And you would think if you're gaining wind, then the dimension would be higher.
Ja kui sa mõtled, kui tuleb tuul ja sa saad midagi sellest kinni haarama, siis see peaks nagu kõrgemale tõusma.
But it's actually deeper.
Aga tegelikult see tuul viib sind sügavale.
And then from that depth.
Ja sellest sügavusest.
Paul says that I press on for the high calling.
Ütles ka Paulus, et sealt sügavusest ma pressin üles selle kõrge kutsumise poole.
And it's like this the deepening of what he's doing.
Ja see sügavnemine, mis on sinu sees toimimas.
Releases.
Vabastab.
The upward call.
Selle kõrgema kutse.
So Lord, touch my sister.
Puuduta mu õde.
In the name of Jesus.
Jeesuse nimel.
Let her catch the wind.
Las ta püüab selle tuule kinni.
Let her wings function as they never have.
Las ta tiivad töötavad nii nagu ei kunagi varem.
Let the slightest breeze.
Las see kõrge väike hingus
produce what the strongest wind produced before.
Toodab seda, mida tõi ennem suur tuul.
And Lord, let people know that you're alive and well in her.
Et sina elad hästi tema sees.
By the light that's in her eyes.
Selle valguse läbi, mis paistab silmadest välja.
And by the countenance of God on her face.
Ja selle palge, mis sina oled toonud talle, tema palgesse selle
I sensed even a different passion in the violin.
Ma tunnen erilist kirge viiuli suhtes.
It's like the violin was singing what you were playing in her heart.
Ja mulle tundus, et see viiul ise laulis kaasa koos sinu südamega.
So let the breezes of heaven blow.
Nii et las need Jumala hingused tulevad.
And let her catch that wind.
Ja püüavad kinni selle tuule.
Deepen what you're doing in her.
Nii et tee veel sügavamalt seda tööd, mis sa tema sest teed.
Grant her new wisdom, new perspective.
Anna tal uut tarkust, uut arusaamist.
That results in real touch to people out here.
Mis saab tõeliselt puudutama inimesi väljas.
Lord, I ask that you would put into her heart.
Ja palun, et sa paneksid tema südamesse.
All that's in yours.
Kõik selle, mis on sinu südamesse.
And then put in her hands what's in your hands.
Ja paneksid tema kätesse selle, mis on sinu kätes.
The compassion, the power.
Selle kaastunde, selle väe.
To love people out of darkness.
Armastada inimesi pimedusest välja.
And into light.
Valgusesse.
Thank you for
all
that you've done here.
Kõige selle eest, mis sa oled siin teinud.
And thank you for the sweetness that is in her spirit.
Armsuse eest, mis on tema vaimus.
I just want to say, I know you like what the Lord's doing.
Ma tean, et sulle meeldib see, mida isand on tegemas.
He really likes your response.
Ja temale meeldib tõesti see, kuidas sa reageerid.
And I bless that.
Ja ma õnnistan seda.
In Jesus' name.
Jeesuse nimel.
Amen.
Amen.
Bless your heart. Wow. Yeah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. You've asked for more.
Sa oled enamat küsinud.
And there's more there.
Ja enam on tulemas.
And the wonderful thing is when you ask for more.
Ja vahva on see, et kui sa küsid rohkem.
Still more there.
Siis on veel rohkem olemas.
And the Lord says you can go as deep as you want.
Ja see ütleb, et sa võid minna nii sügale, kui sa vaid ise tahad.
But as you do that.
Aga kui sa seda teed.
The only possible result.
Siis ainus võimalik tulemus sellele.
is for you to fly.
See, et sa hakkad lendama.
So let your spirit take flight, Lord.
Las ta vaim hakkab lendama.
I wish I could know how to say this better.
Ma ei oska seda paremini öelda.
He's giving you a touch.
Aga ta on annud sulle puudutuse.
This is about a touch.
Ja see on puudutus.
And God's so good, he touches you.
Ta puudutab sind, ta on nii hea.
But he's going to give you a touch for others.
Aga ta annab sulle puudutuse teiste jaoks.
I'm going to ask this. Lord, I pray that touch would destroy the work of depression, especially in women. That there'd be a breaking through of people who are depressed. I'm not so sure that sometimes just a look from you isn't going to do it. But he's going to release a touch to break darkness over people. That heaviness over people. And your experience with God released to others
vabastakse teistele
will conquer hopelessness
ja see võidab ära lootusetuse
and make others believe that they can
ja paneb teisedki uskuma et nad saavad sellega hakkama
they can know him too
nad võivad teda tundma õppida
and their wings will work too
ja nende tiivad ka töötavad
and they don't have to be tethered and anchored
ja nad ei pea olema kinni seotud ja ankurdatud
to the troubles they've been tethered to
nende hädade külge kus nad on olnud
you too can make them fly
sa võid panna ka nemad lendama
and they can know you
nad võivad sind tunda
the way you really want to be known
nii nagu sa tahad et sa oleksid tuntud
that's pretty good for this chapter of the book
see oli päris hea peatükk
so just one more time Yes. Yes. Oh, yeah. Thank you. Cool. Well, now I get to do the other part. See. Bless your heart. I'll help you up. If you're ready.
Yeah. Yeah.
You should not drive. Woo. That's a good piece of paper.
Päris hea paberitükk tuli välja.
I was able to be here, what, a month ago or something like a few weeks ago.
Paar nädalat tagasi.
And I knew then I would be coming back across the ocean, but I didn't know what my schedule would be.
Ma teadsin, et ma tulen veel korra teisel poole ookeani, aga ma ei teadnud millal täpselt.
And landed last Friday.
Eelmisel pühapäeval, reedel, kui ma maandusin.
And I've been staying with Lydia and Maria and my wife and I and my wife is with Maria this morning
oleme Liidia juures olnud
spoke at Pastor Miguel's church the Tallinn Vineyard last Sunday
eelmisel pühapäeval rääkis Vineyardi kogudusest mu vene
and then we left Monday morning early
ja esmas pommikul varakult me lahkusime
and Pastor Miguel and I went to Cluj, Romania
me läksime Miguel'iga Rumeeniasse
and I taught in a YWAM-DTS Youth with the Mission Discipleship Training School.
Me rääksime sellest noored missioniga ja jüngrite tegemise missioni keskusest.
I got to teach all 15 hours on the Father Heart of God.
Me rääksin 15 tundi isa südamest.
Great week.
Väga hea nädal oli.
We got back late Friday night, so
tulime reede õhtul hilja tagasi.
Somewhere in between there, I've been found out that I was here and talked with Lydia, so I get to be here again.
Ja siis ma sain teada, et ma olen jälle siin.
And it's a really good thing for me.
Ja minu jaoks on see väga hea.
Hope it turns out to be a good thing for you.
Tundub, et see on teile ka kasulik, et ma siin olen.
I honestly can't remember if a year ago I shared this verse with you or not.
Ma ei mäleta, mida ma tegin teiega siis, kui ma aasta tagasi olin, kas ma jagasin seda salmi või mitte.
But I have prayed it over you.
Aga ma olen seda salmi palvetanud teie pärast.
So I'm going to talk, I'm going to start there this morning
if I may. Ja me alustame täna sealt.
This is Zephaniah chapter 3.
Zephaniah. Kolm.
I will read one verse. And then explain a couple more. Zephaniah is nestled between Habakkuk and Haggai. In between
Haga
those
ja
two.
Habakkuki vahel on ta, aga siis kolmas peatükk.
And those little books, if your pages stick together, you'll miss it.
See on nii väike peatükk, raamat, et kui sul on lehed kokku kleepunud, siis ilmselt lähed sa sealt üle.
Many years ago,
aastat tagasi,
I was praying one day reading this book.
Aastat tagasi ma valetsin ja lugesin seda raamatut.
And I actually had wondered why we've been praying for revival for years and years.
Ma mõtlesin, ma oleme aastat palvetanud ärkamise pärast.
And I've been praying for the Lord to release a different level of power for healing.
Ja Jumal oli vabastanud uut sorti väe tervenemise suhtes.
Just for a number of years.
See oli aastat tagasi.
And it never went away.
Ja see ei läinud kunagi ära.
And honestly, a lot of the people I hung around with.
Paljud inimesed, kellega ma koos ringi käisin.
They kept, why do you keep talking about this?
Miks sa ikka kogu aeg sellest ühest samast asjast räägid?
And I didn't want it to go away, but it wouldn't go away.
Ma tahtsin sealt edasi liikuda, aga see ei saanud nagu otsa.
And then the Lord showed me this verse.
Ja isa näitas mul siis seda salmi.
And when I think of this verse, I think of you and I think of this church.
Ja kui ma seda salmi loen, siis ma mõtlen Raimondi peale ja selle koguduse peale.
It says, I will gather those who grieve about the appointed feasts. They came from you, O Zion. The reproach of exile is a burden on them. It's verse 18.
Sephaniah 3:18. Ma võtan sinult ära need, kes on pühade pärast kurvad. Kes on pühade pärast kurvad, teotus on koormaks tema peal. But it's longer.
I stopped right there. After the reproach.
18:3-18. Ma võtan sinult ära need, kes on pühade pärast kurvad, teotus on koormaks tema peal, o Sion. But we have different. That's why I'm checking.
Okay.
Ma korjan ära need, kes kurvastavad sellel määratud pühal. Nad tulevad sinu juurde, Sion. Nad on...
Reproach, heaviness.
Nende peal on raskus ja koorem nende õlgadel.
Yeah. I'll explain it a little bit from...
Ja seletame nüüd selle lahti.
Okay. What he's saying here, he's speaking to Israel that's in captivity.
Ja ta räägib Iisraeli rahvaga, kes on sel hetkel siis vangipõlves.
And for some of those in captivity, they just lived under being a slave.
Ja nad elasid siis seal vangipõlves orjapõlves.
But for some of them,
aga mõned,
having been exiled to another country,
kes on välja saadetud teisele maale,
and being held captive by the Babylonians,
ja olid Babylonia vangipõlves,
brought a terrible weight on their life.
Võtsid ühe suure koorma oma enda elu peale.
In English it says, I will gather those who grieve about the appointed feasts.
Et ta räägib nendest siis, kes teatud pühade ajal on kurvad.
And said they grieved about it as if someone had died.
Nad on kurvastavad pühadel nii nagu keegi oleks surnud.
And something in them.
Ja midagi nende sees
was hurting like they'd lost a loved one.
On valu tegemas nii nagu nad oleksid kaotanud enda armsa.
Because they couldn't go into the temple.
Sest nad ei saanud minna templisse.
They could not cooperate with God.
Nad ei saanud Jumalaga koostööd teha.
They couldn't do the fasting.
Nad ei saanud paastuda.
And they couldn't do the celebration of the feast.
Ja nad ei saanud pühi pühitseda.
They couldn't behold the beauty of the Lord.
Nad ei saanud osa kogu isanda ilust.
In the temple of the Lord.
Isanda templis.
And they couldn't minister to him.
Nad ei saanud teda teenida.
Nor could they be ministered to by the priest.
Ja preestrid ei saanud neid teenida.
And there was a heartbreak.
Ja see oli üks süda oli murtud nende sees.
Because they could not do what they knew the Lord wanted them to do.
Kuna nad ei saanud füüsiliselt teha seda, mida nad teadsid, et isand ootab, et nad teeksid.
Let me put it this way.
Ja ma räägin sellest natukene.
They could go to the Bible that they had.
Nad võisid minna selle biibliose juurde, mis neil oli.
The Old Testament.
Vana testamendi juurde.
God revealed himself there.
Ilmutas ennast Jumal neile selle läbi.
And he told them what was his part.
Ja ütles, mis on tema osa teha.
And what was their part.
Ja mis on nende osa teha.
And they knew God hasn't changed.
Nad teadsid, et Jumal ei ole muutunud.
They knew God would do his part.
Et Jumal teeb ikka oma osa.
But they could not do theirs.
Aga nemad ei saanud oma poolt teha.
Because they were in captivity.
Kuna nad olid vangipõlves.
And they had tasted.
Nad olid maitsnud.
Of the feasts.
Seda püha.
Of the goodness of God.
Jumala headust.
But also they had parties.
Neil oli jah pidusid.
They brought the best food, the richest food.
Parima toidu kohale.
And they loved each other, loved God.
Armastasid üksteist, armastasid Jumalat.
And celebrated together.
Tähistasid koos, pühasid.
And all that had been taken away.
Ja kõik see neilt oli ära võetud.
And the Lord said,
ja isend ütles,
the weight,
et see raskus, see koorem,
of that reproach, of that heaviness,
see, sellest raskusest,
is a burden to them.
Koormaks nende jaoks.
And I knew then
ja siis ma teadsin,
that the reason
et põhjus,
we kept praying for revival.
Miks meie paletamud kui ärkamise pärast?
And we kept looking for the power and authority to get people healed.
Ja otsime seda väge ja meelevalda, et inimest terveks saada.
It's because that's a feast.
On sellepärast, et see on pühad aeg.
It's a taste of the goodness of
see on
God.
Jumala headuse maitse on nendes asjades.
We don't express him fully.
Me ei valmi väljendada teda täielikult.
Unless we express him totally.
Kui me ei saa teda täiuslikult väljendada.
And when Jesus was on the earth.
Jeesus oli maa peal.
And in the book of Acts.
Siis apostlite tegudes.
We see a church
kogudust,
that we don't see as much today.
Mida me eriti palju täna ei leia kuskilt.
And yet he's the same yesterday, today,
kuigi
and forever.
Tema on see sama eile täna igavesti.
And some people can just go through life and
jumalad lähed elust läbi ja
that's okay.
Ongi kõik.
I cannot do that.
Ma ei saa nii teha.
You can't do that.
Sina ka sa ei saa nii teha.
You can't.
Ja teie ei ole sellega rahul.
And one of the reasons
ja üks põhjustest
is because some of you
et mõned teist
20 years ago or so.
20 aastat tagasi või umbes nii.
Tasted what the feast is like.
Said selle peo maitse suhu.
Didn't hear about it.
See kuulnud sellest.
Didn't read about it.
See lugenud sellest.
Partook of it.
Vaid sa võtsid sellest peost osa.
Participated in it.
Sa osalisid selles.
And it's people like that.
Ja sellised inimesed.
That didn't have to live without it.
Kes ei pea ilma sellet elama.
And now don't want to live.
Ei taha ilma sellet elada.
And so there is an itch.
Ja sügelus on siis sinu sees.
That you can never get scratched.
Mida ei saa kunagi ära sügada.
Because only a touch from heaven will reach it.
Sest ainult taeva puudutus saab seda ravida.
Does that make sense?
On arusaadav.
I think one of the reasons.
Üks põhjuseid.
It feels so good for me to be here.
Miks mul siin nii hea on olla?
And we have connection.
Ja miks meil on ühendus?
Because we all have that same itch. And we scratch at it.
Ja me mõtku sügame üksteisel seda.
But it never gets completely taken care of.
Aga sellega ei saa kunagi tegelda ise.
Because what caused it was a touch from heaven.
Sest selle on põhjustanud sinna üks taeva puudutus.
And what will take care of it.
Ja seda saab ainult ära sügada.
Is a touch from heaven.
Taeva puudutus.
And even this morning I was praying.
Isegi täna hommikul, kui ma palvetsin.
I could almost taste.
Ma võisin peaaegu tunda.
The flavor of the feast.
Selle peo maitset oma suus.
You all have tasted it.
Te olete kõik seda maitsnud.
You've seen a visitation and awakening.
Te olete näinud ärkamist, te olete näinud Jumala külastust.
From the Lord.
Isanda külastust.
So what do we do now?
Nii mida nüüd siis teha?
Well, I want to talk to us a little bit.
Ma tahan natuke rääkida sellest.
About that, but this verse is precious to me.
Aga see salm on mulle väga kallis.
It's why the psalmist says, how can we sing the songs of Zion in a foreign land? Sellepärast,
et kuidas me saaksime võõral maal laulda Sioni laule.
It's wonderful
and you
must tell the story to this generation so they know that something happened
here. But siin on sündinud midagi.
The best thing
aga parim on see
would be to invite them to the feast.
Kui sa kutsud nad uuesti sellisele peale.
Or the Lord comes in such a way.
Et kui isand tuleb tagasi.
Nobody can get the credit.
Ja siis ei saa võtta keegi võtta au endale.
Nobody could say this is mine.
Keegi seal, et see on minu teene.
Or this is the ministry of our church.
See on meie koguduse teene.
But it's the product of the power of Jesus
being
present. See on Jeesuse
ligiolu väe produkt.
And he's him coming and saying, taste.
Ja tema tuleb kohale ütleb, maitse ja näe.
That the Lord is good.
Et isand on hea.
I want to be part of that.
Ja mina tahan osa sellest olla.
I think you want to be part of
it. Ma arvan, et te tahaksite ka.
So I want to talk a little bit about that.
Ja räägime sellest natukene.
Last time, when I was here, I told you about a word that my wife gave to our elders meeting.
Ma rääksin enne kord ühest sõnast, mida mu naine andis vanemate koosolekul.
When I was here at the end of July, first of August.
Ma siin juuli lõpus augusti algus olin.
Our church also had a mission team in Zambia.
Siis meil oli missioni tiim väljas Sambias.
And the wife of one of my elders had been praying.
Ja mu naine ja vanemad olid palvetanud.
And she saw Zambia and the soil was dark and
ja see
rich.
Pinnas oli siuke must ja rikas.
And everything grew rapidly.
Kasvab seal hästi ja kiiresti.
And then we were here in Estonia.
Ja me olime siin Eestis.
Also praying for
ka
us.
Palvetasime meie pärast.
And she saw the soil.
Ja siis ta nägi seda Eesti pinnast.
And it was clay.
See oli siuke savine.
And she started to weep.
Hakkas nutma.
Oh no, nothing will grow there.
Oh, seal ei hakka midagi kasvama.
And she was explaining this in our elders meeting.
Ja ta rääkis sellest meie vanemate koosolekul.
I was here.
Ja mina olin siin.
But my wife was in Kansas City.
Minu naine oli seal Kansas City's.
And my wife is a very quiet lady.
Naine on väga vaikne rahu.
Isn't she, Lydia?
Väga tasane naisterahvas.
But while this elder's wife was explaining the dream.
Ja kui ta rääkis teistele vanematele sellest unenäost.
My wife said, stop.
Ja siis ma naine ütles, stop.
Don't you understand?
Kas te ei saa aru?
under the clay
selle savi all
is where they find the oil.
On õli.
And that's really true.
On nafta. Ja see on tegelikult tõde.
We don't need to plow
me ei pea külmutma ja istutama siin.
When it comes to Estonia,
vaid Eestis,
we need to drill.
Tuleb kaevata.
Because there's oil there.
Sest seal all on nafta.
Well, that turned the whole meeting. They had a wonderful time. And
ja siis nende koosoleku käik kõik muutus ja neil oli väga tore seal olla.
They prayed that we would discover oil.
Ja nad palvetsid selles, et me jääksime need naftapuuraugud üles.
And I tried to explain that like this.
Ja ma proovisin seletada nii.
Where there is oil,
seal kus on nafta,
someone did not go out and plant oil well seeds.
Siis see ei ole selline koht, kuhu sa pead ennem minema õli seemneekesi külvama.
Because that's not how oil wells come.
Sest et niimoodi õli ei teki. Nafta.
God deposits.
Vaid Jumal paneb
oil in the earth.
Maa varud maa sisse.
And men dig and drill.
Inimesed lähevad kaevavad.
And they discover oil.
Ja leiavad neid naftamaardlaid.
The benefits of that discovery go on and on.
Ja siis selle leiu kasu läheb edasi kõigile.
And on. Well, I compare this to the flood.
Ma võin võrrelda seda ka üleujutusega.
Because when the flood happened,
kui tuleb üleujutus,
something that was brand new was coming from heaven. It has never rained before.
Täiesti uut tuli taevast alla, sest varem kolb kunagi vihma sadanud.
Rain came from heaven.
Taevast tuli vihma.
But also the depths were broken.
Aga ka maa sügavused tehti lahti.
And the flood came
ja
from the rising up of that which was already there.
Sellest, et see vesi, mis seal sees juba oli, tõusis ülesse.
And the coming of that which they'd never seen.
Ja siis sai kokku sellega, mida polnud varem nähtud.
Isn't that cool?
Kas pole lahe?
See, this is part of that divine sequence.
Ja see ongi jumalik kord tegelikult seal.
Of those things coming together.
Kuidas asjad kokku saavad.
So, what we have to do
mis meie peame tegema
is to ask for open heavens.
Et me peame paluma avatud taevast.
So the present tense.
Et see, mis praegu on.
The nowness, the newness of God.
See Jumala värskus, Jumala uudsus.
But we also need to intercede and pray and press in.
Aga me peame ka eestpalves sisse suruma.
So we uncover the deposit.
Et me leiaksime üles need allikad.
That he has already made here.
Mis on siia juba maa sisse pandud.
And I think it's those who have tasted.
Ja need, kes on maitse suu saanud.
The flavor of the feast.
Peo maitse.
Those people like you.
Need teiesugused.
Have a hunger.
Neil on nälg.
That those who haven't tasted.
Võrreldes nendega, kes ei ole seda maitset suu saanud.
Can only dream of.
Sest nemad võivad sellest ainult unistada.
That doesn't mean they can't have a hunger too.
See tähendab, et nad ei võiks neljased olla.
Because they can read of the great moves of God.
Sest nad võivad lugeda Jumala suurtest liikumistest.
The revival in Wales.
Nad võivad Walesi ärkamist lugeda.
The great awakenings in America.
Ameerika suurtest ärkamistest.
What happened at Azusa Street when the Pentecostal revival came.
Tänaval juhtus, kui tuli Vili ärkamine.
Toronto, Pensacola, all these other things.
Mis on teistes erinevates kohtades toimunud.
But you can say.
Aga sa võid öelda.
It tastes like this.
See maitseb tegelikult on niimoodi.
And you long for it.
Ja sa igatsed seda maitset.
And you hunger for it.
See näljane ja jäänus selle järele.
In a way that will make you press in.
Nii, et see sunnib sind edasi trügima.
I have a sense.
Mul on selline tunne.
That God wants to do something.
Et Jumal tahab teha midagi.
Things that he's promised even me.
Mida ta ka mulle on lubanud.
While I'm still here.
Sel ajal, kui ma alles siin olen.
For me to see it happen when I get to heaven.
See, et ma näeksin seda, kui ma taevas olen.
Then why did he tell me now?
siis miks ta vaevub seda mulle siis praegu rääkima?
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Ma tahan ikka siin selle kätte saada.
What was tasted here 20 years ago.
See, mida siin 20 aastat tagasi maitsti.
Is the answer for everything people need now.
On ka vastus kõigele sellele, mida inimesed praegu täna vajavad.
But if I can say this.
Aga ma võin nii öelda.
What he did then.
Mida ta siis tegi.
Was different than he'd ever done before.
Oli teistmoodi kui varem.
So chances are.
Need võimalik on.
What he does now.
Et see, mis ta nüüd tegema hakkab.
Will look different.
On ka näeb teistsugune välja.
Than it did then.
Kui ta siis välja nägi.
But it'll have the same effect.
Aga tal on sama mõju.
That it has now.
Mis see.
It's to have the effect on people like it had then.
Tal on samasugune mõju inimestele, nii kui ta oli siis. Aga näeb välja teistsugune.
You go to the grocery store today.
Sa lähed täna poodi.
And buy some juice.
Ostad mahla.
It's in a different container than it was 20 years ago.
Ta on teistsuguses pakendis kui 20 aastat tagasi.
Package is different.
Pakk on teistsugune.
Juice is the same.
Aga mahl võib seal sees päris sama olla.
It would be very easy.
Väga lihtne on.
For someone whose last drink was out of a container that was 20 years old.
Jook oli 20 aastat tagasest purgist.
to not invest in this new juice.
Et ta ei taha seda uut pakki võtta.
Because the box doesn't look the same.
Sest et see on ju teistsugune pakend.
You better open up and taste it.
Parem võtta kork maha ja proovi järgi.
Because if it's the same juice.
Kui see on sama mahl.
Then only that will satisfy
siis
your hunger for the flavor.
Mis rahuldab sinu janu selle asja järgi.
Does that make sense? Now, I want to read the other verses surrounding the verse.
Me loeme veel mõningad salmid, mis on seal ümber.
Because I think this describes a little bit about what the Lord might want to do.
Sest see vist kirjeldab seda, mida isand tahab teha.
And the two verses before verse 16 says,
Salm 16.
In that day it will be said to Jerusalem, do not be afraid, O Zion, and do not let your hands fall limp.
Sel päeval öeldakse Jerusalemale, ära karda Siion, ärgu lõtvugu su käed.
The Lord your God in your midst, a victorious warrior, he will exult over you, he'll be quiet in his love, and he will rejoice over you with shouts of joy.
Isand sinu Jumal on su keskel kangelane, kes aitab sind. You have some more. Ta tõstab sind üles sinu rõõmus. Ta rõõmustab sinu pärast väga, ta uuendab oma armastust sinuga.
Let's just go to 19 then.
Ja nüüd 19.
Behold, I am going to deal at that time with all your oppressors.
Vaata, selle ajal teen ma lõpu kõigile sinu rõhujatele.
I will save the lame.
Ma aitan lonkajat või päästan lonkaja.
And gather the outcast.
Ma kogun kokku ära aetu.
I will turn their shame into a praise and renown in all the earth.
Ma muudan nende häbi ülistuseks ja kuulsaks.
At that time I will bring you in.
Kõikides maades, kus nad on pidanud häbenema, selal tooma neid sisse.
Even at the time when I gather you together.
Selal kogun ma teid isegi kokku.
Indeed, I will give you renown and praise.
Ma teen teid kuulsaks ja ülistatuiks.
Among all the peoples of the earth.
Kõigi maa rahvaste seas.
When I restore your fortunes before your eyes, says the Lord.
Kui ma teie enese nähes pööran teie saatuse ja varanduse, ütleb isand.
Now this is a promise.
See on tõetus.
To God's first covenant people.
Jumala esimesele lepingu rahvale.
And he will do with Israel what he promised to do with
Israel. Ja ta teeb Israeliga seda, mida ta on lubanud neile.
But prophetically, this is also a promise to his second covenant people.
Aga prophetlikult on see ka teise lepingu rahvale.
To make the church.
Et kogudus.
A glory
Saab
in the
maa peal.
I want to be part of that.
Ja mina tahan olla sellest osa.
And so he says he will gather
ta kogub kokku
and deliver.
Ja vabastab.
We need to gather
ja peame kokku kogunema
and drill.
Ja kaevuma.
Hope that makes sense.
Ma loodan, et te saate sellest aru.
The church
Kogudus
is not to be left out.
Ei pea jääma välja kuskile.
I think drilling
Ma arvan, et kaevumine
is prayer
puurimine on and intercession ja eestpalve
and spiritual warfare.
Ja see vaimne sõjapidamine.
But it's also tapping into the deposit.
Aga see on see ka, et sa suudad sisse lülituda sellesse.
By telling the story.
Mis seal on selle läbi, et sa räägid need lugusid.
This is what God has done.
See on see, mida Jumal on teinud.
Surely.
Kindlasti.
He loves this generation.
Ta armastab seda sugupõlve.
As much as he loved that generation.
Sama palju, kui ta neid armastas.
And will touch us in the now.
Ja puudutab meid praegu.
With the touch we most need.
Sellega, mida me kõige rohkem vajame.
Just as he answered our prayers and touched us then.
Täpselt samuti nagu ta vastas meie palvetele ja puudutas meid
with
siis.
With the touch that we needed
then. Selle puudutusega, mida me siis vajasime.
God broke in.
Jumal murdis sisse.
And he broke through.
Ja murdis läbi.
In that generation 20 years ago.
20 aastat tagasi.
We have to connect
me peame
with this generation.
Nüüd selle sugupõlvega nüüd.
We have to find
me peame leidma
what he wants to do in the now.
Mida ta tahab praegu teha.
That is more than a plan or project.
See on enam kui lihtsalt mingi plaan või projekt.
But it's the oil
vaid see on see nafta
that will give fuel
mis annab kütust
to the vehicle of ministry
teenistuse sõiduriistadele
that he's empowering in this generation
mida on vaja selle sugupõlve jaoks
most of the cars
enamus autosid
20 years ago
20 aastat tagasi
are not running now
enam ei ole sõidukorras millega siis sõideti
there are new vehicles
nüüd on uued sõiduriistad
that people who drove 20 years ago
ja need, kes 20 aastat tagasi autoga sõitsid
can still drive
Võivad ka sõita nüüd uute autodega.
But we have to have fresh fuel.
Aga kütus peab olema värske seal sees.
I think it's incumbent, it's our responsibility.
Ja usun, et see on meie vastutus.
To honor God.
Et me austame Jumalat.
By celebrating what he did then.
Tähistades ja pühitsedes seda, mida ta tegi siis.
And finding a way to give it away.
Ja otsides ühe viisi, kuidas seda edasi anda.
In this generation.
Sellele sugupõlvele.
Knowing that it will look different.
Teades, et see saab nägema välja teistmoodi.
It looked different when it happened then.
See nägi teistmoodi siis välja.
It will look different when he moves now.
Ja see saab olema teistmoodi, kui ta nüüd hakkab liikuma.
The fact that you know that he has moved.
See, et sa tead, et ta on liikunud.
Should move you.
Peaks sind liikvele panema.
To be sure we do our part.
Et sa teaksid, et sa teed enda osa ära.
To see him move in our day.
Et ta saaks ka tänapäeval liikuma.
I don't think God wants to teach us how to do church better.
Ma usun, et Jumal tahaks õpetada meid, kuidas kogudust paremini juhtida.
I think he wants to teach us.
Ma usun, et ta tahab meid õpetada.
How to respond to his powerful presence.
Kuidas reageerida tema väelisele ligiolule?
When he shows up.
Kui ta kohale ilmub.
Let me use a biblical passage.
Ma kasutan ühte piibli kohta.
To illustrate what I'm talking about.
Et illustreerida seda, millest me räägime.
1 Samuel.
Esimese Saamueli.
Chapter 17.
17.
This is the story.
See on lugu.
Of David and Goliath.
Daavidist ja Goliatist.
So I promise you.
Nii et ma luban sulle.
This is supposed to be funny, I'll tell you ahead of time. I promise you.
Ma luban sulle.
I will not spend a half an hour trying to prove to you what the five smooth stones in his bag were.
Et me ei hakka nüüd rääkima pool tundi sellest, mida kujutasid endast need viis lingukivi tema kotis.
That's a preacher joke, because you've heard a million sermons on this and everybody's got a different idea what the five smooth stones were.
Sellepärast, et sellest on miljonid jutlused kirjutatud, mida kujutasid endast need viis lingukivi, mis olid tema kotis. Et see on jutlustate nali.
I'm going to prophesy to you.
Ma profeteerin sulle.
Yea, verily.
O teie.
Those stones were rocks.
Need kivid olid kivid.
I'm sorry, that's my sense of humor. But...
See on minu nalja soon.
Well, they were.
Nad olid ju kivid.
They may represent all sorts of different things.
Nad võivad tähendada igasugused asju ka, aga.
And I too have preached on that.
Ja ma olen ka sellest rääkinud, et nad võivad tähendada mingi
asju. But today I want to show you.
Aga ma tahan sulle näidata.
A young man.
Ühte noort meest.
Who had she was interpreting Raymond's prayer for me.
Ma palvetas või ta tõlkis, kui Raymond palvetas.
His outcry.
Tema hüüe Jumala poole oli.
Was for God's anointing for today.
Et Jumala võidmine oleks täna siin kohal.
We have to know how to recognize.
Me peame teadma, kuidas ära tunda.
God's anointing for
Jumala
today.
Jumala võidmist tänase päeva jaoks.
And in this story.
Ja selles loos.
God has already anointed this shepherd boy David.
Jumal on tegelikult võidnud juba selle karese poisi Daaveti.
And whether Saul knows it or not.
Kas Saul teab seda või mitte.
He's pulled the anointing from him.
See võttis ära võidmise tema pealt.
And Saul almost missed the one who God had sent to deliver Israel.
Ja Jumal ja Saul pani peaaegu plisi mööda selle, kes oli Jumala poolt saadetud selleks, et vabastada Iisraeli.
I think there's something for those of us my age.
Ma arvan, et meie sugupõlves on mõned.
And the two or three of you that are older than I am. But,
mõned üksikud on ainult minust vanemad.
We have to get this.
Me peame sellele pihta saama.
This is very important.
See on väga tähtis.
Especially for people who have already seen God win the battle.
Nende jaoks, kes on näinud, kuidas Jumal võidab lahinguid.
Because we treasure what the Lord has done.
Peame kalliks seda, mida Jumal on teinud.
He demonstrated himself.
Ta näitas ennast.
But he didn't necessarily define himself.
Aga ta ei teinud ennast nagu avalikuks või selgeks.
Jesus did lots of things in lots of ways.
Jeesus tegi palju erinevaid asju paljudel erinevatel viisidel.
He spit on people to heal them.
Ta sülistas nende peale, et need terveks teha.
Used mud.
Kasutas muda.
Cast demons out of people.
Ajas teemonid välja.
Spoke to some.
Rääkis mõnega.
Touched some.
Mõnda puudutas.
Which one was the Lord?
Milline nendest oli see õige isanda tegu?
Yes. All of them.
Kõik.
So which one was the best?
Milline siis nendest parim oli?
Well, if you're the guy he touched.
Kui sina oleksid olnud see, keda ta puudutas.
Then his touch was the best
siis järelikult see oli kõige parem, kui tema puudutas.
And if you were the blind guy, got the mud put in his eyes.
Ja kui sa oleksid pime, kellele muda näkku määriti.
He will fight you.
Siis ta hakkaks suga sõdima.
Because in his denomination they put mud in the eye to heal people.
Nende koguduses määritakse kõik mudaga kokku.
Now that's silly, but that's what we do.
See on rumal, aga tegelikult nii me teeme.
Am I not right?
Kas pole nii?
We have to celebrate.
Me peame tähistama.
The ones who get spoken to.
Seda ka, kellele ka lihtsalt räägiti.
And the ones who do it by touch.
Ja keda puudutati.
Even the mudslingers.
Isegi need mudaloopijaid.
The ones who only do it when they cast out a demon.
Ja need, kes ainult siis tegutsevad, kui saab ennem kuradi välja ajada.
And hopefully maybe we can all grow up.
Aga loodetavasti me kõik saame ühel päeval kasvama.
And recognize it's all
the Lord. Aru, et see kõik on isand.
And we want it all.
Ja me tahame kõiki neid erinevad osasid.
Amen. Even on the Mount of Transfiguration.
Isegi muundumise mäel.
Peter was for building three churches.
Tahtis Peetrus kolme kirikut ehitada.
And let the people down there just go to hell.
Lasse nad allole ja teevad põrgusse ja meie oleme.
This is so good. We'll just stay here.
Meie jääme siia.
That's what he thought.
Ja siin ta mõtles ju.
I'm not making this up. It's in the Bible.
Ma ei mõtle seda praegu välja. See on Biblis kirjas.
Jesus was going to go down and cast a demon out of somebody.
Jeesus tahtis minna kellestki kure vaimu välja ajada.
Peter was going to build a religious resort right there on the mountain.
Aga Peetrus ütles, ei teeme parem mäe peal ühe religioosse kiriku. Seal on parem.
To want to bookmark the Lord.
Et me paneme isanda kuskile paika panna.
You're reading a book and you find this favorite spot.
Sa leiad, loed raamatut ja leiad mõni mõnusa koha.
And what I do is I crimp the page over.
Siis mulle meeldib see, et ma keeran nurga ära raamatus sellel kohal. Et siis on selline paksem koht sellel kohal.
So anytime I pick up that book, it goes to that page.
Siis ma sattun kohe sellele heale lehele.
We do that with the Lord too.
Me teeme isandaga täpselt samamoodi.
God moves like this.
Isand lõigub nüüd nii.
Well, turn the page. He's pretty good on the next page,
too. Aga vaata, järgmisel lehel oli ka päris lahe, mis ta tegi.
But no, we're going to demand that God moves like this.
Ei, kõige on, kui ta niimoodi liigub.
So we have bookmarked the Lord and he can't do anything.
Et me oleme isanda ära märgistanud, kuidas ta midagi peab tegema.
As good as he did there.
Ja ta peab tegema nüüd täpselt samamoodi, nagu ta siis tegi.
And that's kind of funny.
Ja see on tegelikult natuke naljakas.
It's also tragic.
Aga see on ka tragöödia, tegelikult.
I recently ran into someone. And when I had prayed for them one time, they took me to a place at the altar. And they said, we're having trouble with this person. We weren't breaking through like we wanted to. Pastor, take him over there. Because when he got prayed for, he was standing over here.
And the Lord,
so if he's going to touch him, you need to be standing about right here.
Kui sa tahad ta uuesti puudutaks, siis viida sinna nurka.
And I wanted to laugh, but he was dead serious.
Ma tahtsin hakata naerma, aga see mees, kes ma rääkis, oli nii tõsisõnaga.
You go over there and pray.
Siin mine sina sinna ja palveta.
For us over here.
Meie pärast ja meie jääme siia.
Isn't that silly?
Kas pole rumal?
He did it.
Ja ta tegi läkski sinna sellesse orka.
Because his confidence was that God had touched him at that one spot.
Sest tal oli kindlus selles suhtes, et seal oli ta kunagi puudutuse saanud.
So if God was going to touch.
Et kui Jumal ta veel kord puudutab.
God's bus was parked right here.
Et siis Jumala bus on iga kord siia nurka parkitud.
And you better get on the bus.
Sinna bussi peale sinna peatusse minema.
And it was comical to me.
Minu jaoks oli see naljakas.
But he was so sincere.
Aga tema oli oma asjas siiras.
He'd been so seriously touched by the Lord.
Sest isand oli teda niivõrd siiralt seal puudutanud.
He always goes to that one spot.
Ja ta tahab alati minna tagasi selle asja juurde.
Do you realize how restrictive that is?
Nii et vaata, kuidas me sellega piirame tegelikult Jumalat.
Only one person can be in that spot at one time.
Sest kui seal koguduseks ainult üks koht, siis üks inimene saab korraga selle peal seista ainult.
I don't think God does it that way.
Ma arvan, et Jumal ei tegutse niimoodi.
But Saul.
Aga Saulus.
Kind of tries to do that with David.
Saul proovis teha seda Taavetiga.
Let me see where we should do this. We can kind of paraphrase this story.
Me võtame selle juttu natuke kokku.
This is a very familiar biblical.
Sest kõik teavad seda lugu tegelikult, see on tuntud lugu
biblist. But there's two or three things here if we get, I think, can catapult us ahead.
Aga ma arvan, et kui me kahe paarile asjale pihta saama, siis see viskab meid linguga edasi.
Saul's fighting the Philistines.
Saul on siis vilistitega sõdas.
And it's not going as good as it could.
Ja need lahingud ei lähe nii hästi nagu võiks.
David has already been anointed as king.
Taavet on juba tegelikult kuningaks võitud.
But it's not his time.
Aga ei ole veel aeg tal astuda teenistusse.
So he's out taking care of the father's sheep.
Ja ta on isa lammastega ikka veel aasal.
It's very good training.
See on väga hea treening.
For battle.
Lahinguks.
That you learn how to love sheep.
Sa õpid lambaid armastama.
And that you learn how to take care of sheep.
Ja tead, kuidas lambaid varjata ja kaitsta.
Because sheep bite too, right?
Sest lambad võivad ka hamuta, kui see on tegelikult hamasti käitud.
You learned many lessons from there.
Seda ei räägita veel eriti tihtilt.
In God's divine strategy,
aga Jumala ja jumaliku strateegias,
he was given David a heart for the sheep.
Andis juba Daavidile südame, et sa armastaks lambaid.
Before he ever took the throne.
Enne kui ta troonil istus.
It's really safer for people who are going to be in authority.
Sest on palju turvalisem inimeste jaoks, kes saavad olema elevale positsioonil.
To have God break their heart for the sheep.
Et ennem on nende süda murtutud lammaste jaoks.
So when they move in authority,
et kui nad hakkavad siis liikuma,
they don't forget what they learned back here.
Siis nad ei unusta ära seda, mida nad ennem vanasti õppisid.
God give us people like that.
Jumal antku meile selliseid inimesi.
Shepherds after your own heart.
Selliseid korjasid tema südame järgi.
Who are anointed,
kes on võitud,
and move in power and authority.
Ja liiguvad väes ja meelevallas.
Amen. Good lesson.
Hea õppetund.
So David has been anointed. And in light of this great anointing,
ja selle võidmise valguses,
he goes back to the pasture.
Läheb ta pastorude tagasi.
That must have been a little confusing for him.
See oli tema jaoks võib-olla ka natuke segadust tekitav.
Why do I need this anointing
Miks
to take care of these sheep?
Võid, mist on vaja, et need lambaid olid seda siin.
But that's the way it is.
Aga nii see on.
In the meantime, there's a war.
Aga samal ajal käib sõda.
And David's father has many sons.
Ja Daaviti isal oli palju poegi.
Three of those sons are sent into the army.
Ja kolm neist oli kutsutud armeesse.
And Jesse, David's father, is worried about his sons.
Ja Jesse, Daaviti isa oli mures oma poegade pärast.
So he puts together some food.
Ja ta paneb väikse toidupaki kokku.
Take these to your brothers and give me.
Ütleb, et vii oma poega vendadele seda süüa.
Bring back a report.
Ja too mulle uudised.
David probably needs a break from the sheep, so he's happy to do that.
Ja David kindlasti ta oli tüdinud juba lammaste vaatamisest, nii et tal oli päris hea vaheldus seda teha, tal oli hea meel.
While this is going on,
ja kui see kõik toimus seal,
the Philistines,
siis vilistid,
are parading their champion.
Tähistavad ja pidutsevad, et neil on üks suur uus champion.
Goliath is a huge human being.
Sest Goliath oli üks suur inimene.
He has a spear bearer.
Tal oli odakandja.
The spear is so big that's all one man can do is carry it.
Ja oda oli nii suur, et üks inimene ei saanudki muud teha kui ainult oda kanda.
I think a guy that size probably doesn't need a spear, but
nii suur mees, mis ta selle odaga teeb, aga noh, tal ikkagi oli oda.
And then Goliath is taunting Saul and Israel's army.
Ja ta pilkas siis Sauli tema armeed.
Pretty much what he says is we don't need to have these armies fight.
Ütse, me ei pea armeede vahel sõdima.
I'll represent the Philistines.
Mina esindan vilisteid.
You guys pick an Israelite to come
Valige
and fight me.
Valige üks juut Israelilane välja ja tulge mulle vastu.
And if you win,
kui te võidate,
we become your servants.
Me hakkame teid teenima.
But if I win,
aga mina võidan,
you become our slaves.
Siis olete teie meie teenrid.
And he's taunting them and teasing them and saying,
põrritab ja ärritab neid sellega.
That they are less than real men.
Et tegelikult ei ole ikka päris mehed.
Well, David walks into this.
Ja David tuleb just sellel ajal sinna.
And he hears this taunting.
Kuulab seda pilget.
Going on.
Kuidas see käib?
And he has an anointed reaction.
Ja tal on siukene võidmisreaktsioon.
Because he is anointed.
Sest ta on võitud.
And he's saying, why should this man talk this way to the army of God?
Et kuidas saab see mees niimoodi rääkida Jumala armeega?
To the people of God.
Jumala rahvaga.
And he said, I'll take this guy on.
Ma võin ta maha võtta.
And they tell him, listen, the king has said, anybody who fights this man
iganes, kes läheb sellele mehele vastu,
and wins,
ja võidab,
he gets to come and live in the palace.
Saab palessi elama.
He gets to marry the king's daughter.
Saab abielluda kuninga tütrega.
And he never has to pay taxes.
Ja ei pea enam kunagi makse maksma.
That's a pretty good deal.
See on päris hea leping.
Now see, I think David had probably seen a picture of the king's daughter.
Ma arvan, et David oli juba vaadanud, milline see kuninga tütar välja näeb.
He's thinking, this is a pretty good deal.
Pole lepingul viga midagi.
See, sometimes when it comes to difficulty,
vahetahe, kui tulevad raskused,
we lose sight of reward.
Siis me kaotame silmist taudasu.
Now my Bible,
minu Biiblis,
says this.
On öeldud nii.
Without faith it's impossible to please God.
Et ilma usuta on võimatu olla Jumalale meelepärane.
You first have to believe that he is.
Kõigepealt sa pead uskuma, et ta on olemas.
I mean that he is who he says he is.
Et ta on see, kes ta ütleb, et ta on.
And that he is a rewarder of those who seek him.
Ja siis sa pead teadma veel, et ta tasub neile, kes ta otsivad.
Yeah. The older you get,
mida vanemaks sa saad,
faith becomes risk.
Seda suuremaks riskiks saab usk.
And younger people,
noored,
get the fact that there's risk.
Saavad aru, et seal on risk.
But they have a better hold on the reward.
Aga nad oskavad paremini kinni haarata taudasust.
God's pretty smart.
Jumal on päris tark.
He does not require risk without offering reward.
Ta ei paku mingit riski sulle ilma, et ta pakuks sulle mingit asja sinna lõppu, mis sulle taudasuks tuleks.
Real faith is one that knows God as a rewarder.
Õige usk on sellel, kes teab, et Jumal tasub sulle.
Because he's a father.
Sest ta on isa.
And he loves people.
Kes armastab inimesi.
And it's his father's heart.
Ja see on isa süda.
To bless.
Õnnistada.
And release reward to people.
Ja vabastada oma tasu inimeste peale.
Isn't that right?
Kas pole nii?
Don't you love giving things to your children?
Kas sulle ei meeldi lastele kingitusi teha?
I can remember
ma mäletan
birthdays
sünnipäevi
or Christmas times
või jõule
where I was more excited about it than the kids were because I knew what I was going to give them.
Põneval, mina olen rohkem põnevil kui minu lapsed, sest mina teadsin, mida ma neile kingin.
Because see, the Bible's true.
Biibel vastab tõele.
It's better to give than it is
parem
to get.
Parem on anda kui saada.
Doesn't it say it's better to give than receive?
Kas pole nii, et parem on anda kui saada?
Well, receiving's not bad.
Ja saamine ei ole ka halb.
But he says giving is even better.
Aga ta ütleb, et andmine on veel parem.
So when you know God to be a giver,
ja kus tead, et Jumal on andja,
It's much easier to balance risk and reward.
Siis on palju rohkem parem sul lihtsam panna riski ja taotlusul tasakaalu.
Saul had lost the balance between risk
Saulil
and reward.
Oli see tasakaal paigast ära.
It was all risk now.
Kõik oli ärgend risk.
So he was trying to load up the reward side for somebody else to go do it.
Ja siis ta proovis kellegi teise autasu poolt üles tõsta, et keegi teine läks tema asemel tööle.
Now, this is the whole chapter I'm going to do here and this is the finish it.
Ja see peatükk lõpeb kohe ära, võime lehti keerata.
David tells the people of Israel.
Ja David ütles Israel rahvale.
Now, I get to live with the king, I get to marry the king's daughter.
Kuninga lossis elada, ma saan ta tütre endale naiseks.
And there was no taxes to pay.
Ja ma ei pea enam makse maksma.
And if you look that up, there were no taxes to pay.
Kas tõesti ma ei pea makse maksma?
And no public service to do.
Ja ma ei pea enam armeesse teenima minema.
He wouldn't even have been in the army.
Ta ei pidanud armeenis isegi minema.
He would have had a very easy life.
Ta oleks saanud endale väga kerge elu.
So he's saying, yeah.
Ta ütles,
give me a shot.
Antke mulle riistad.
I don't think this is unimportant.
Ma ei usu, et see oleks tähtsusetu.
He had come to give food to his brothers.
Ta tuli oma vendi tegelikult toitma.
And his brother heard him talk.
Ja tema vend kuulis nüüd, kui tema rääkis.
This is his older brother.
See oli ta vanem vend.
And he chews him out. This is verse 28.
28.
Because we do not want to be the older brother.
Me ei taha olla vanemad vennad.
Now Eliab, David's oldest brother, heard when he spoke to the men.
Aga Eliab, Taaveti vanem vend, kuulis, kui ta meestega rääkis.
And Eliab's anger burned against David, and he said,
ja Eliabi viha süttis põlema Taaveti vastu, ta ütles,
why have you come down, and with whom have you left those few sheep in the wilderness?
Mis pärast sa siia tulid ja kelle hoolda sa jätsid selle väikese karja sinna kõrbe?
I know your insolence and the wickedness of your heart. For you have come down in order to see the battle.
Ma tunnen küll sinu ülbust ja su südame kurjust. Sa tulid muidugi selleks, et näha taplust.
And David said, I was just asking a question.
David, ma lihtsalt esitasin ühe küsimuse.
See, the older brother,
nii et vanem vend,
who had been present,
kes ei olnud juures olnud,
when Samuel anointed David,
kui David võiti, kui oli juures olnud,
could not see David,
ei suutnud Davidit näha,
in the anointing,
ikkagi selle võidmise all.
He could only see him
ta nägi teda ainult
in his youth.
Tema nooruses.
So he judged him in his youth.
Ja ta mõistis tema üle vastavalt sellele kohut.
Now, his father was a successful man.
Isa oli edukas mees.
So David wasn't taking care of a few sheep.
Ja ta ei olnud mitte paar lammukest.
He's taking care of a flock of sheep.
Vaid tal oli väga suur kari.
So he said, I know what you're like.
Ma tean, milline sa oled.
You left. You have no responsibility.
Sul ei ole mingit vastutustunnet.
You make taking care of those few sheep look like it was a bunch of work.
Sul on seal paar lammast aasa peale, sa arvad, et sa oled suur töötegija.
And you probably entrusted our father's property to some one of your worthless friends.
Ja kindlasti andsid oma karja praegu mõni oma lootusetu sõbra kätte ja tulid siia tuult, tõmbasid tuult.
He's thoroughly judging him.
Ta oli täiesti mõistis talle kohut.
And then he tells him that he's insolent.
Ja siis ütleb, et see on
near rebellious.
Et see on talle mässab.
And he was only there to be a spectator.
Ja ta tuli sinna lihtsalt selleks, et olla mingi pealtvaataja.
And David said, I didn't do anything.
Ma pole midagi teinud.
Dad sent me.
Sa saatis mind siia.
I ask a question.
Ma lihtsalt esitsin ühe küsimuse.
But he was already being judged by the older brother.
Aga vanem vend oli temast juba aru saanud.
It's very difficult for this generation.
Väga raske on ühele sugupõlvele näha.
In leadership.
Juhtimise koha pealt.
To see their anointing.
Ja näha nende võidmist.
When anointing comes to the newer generation,
uute peale, noorte peale,
guess what?
Tead mis?
They may have a whole lot less maturity, but they might have more of God.
Neil võib olla vähem küpsust, aga neil võib olla rohkem Jumalat.
That's pretty hard to swallow.
Seda võib olla mõnel raske olla neil.
But if God has freshly poured on someone,
aga kui Jumal on midagi värskelt valanud kellegi peale,
like he did David,
nagu ta tegi Taavetiga,
this was his first public appearance.
See oli tema esimene avalik esinemine.
Here's the one closest to him who had actually knew that he had been chosen.
Ja ta oli sellega koos, kes teadis, et ta on valitud.
But he was unable to have his attitude guided by God's choice.
Aga kes samas ei suutnud lasta oma suhtumist olla juhtida Jumalal.
He could only determine his attitude.
Või ta pani oma suhtumise paika.
By his previous experience with the boy.
Lihtsalt oma endiste kogemuste põhjal, mis tal olid selle poisiga
olnud. Like God's choice of someone wouldn't make any difference.
Nagu Jumala valik ei olekski oluline.
Do you see that?
Saad sa aru.
That's pretty significant, isn't it?
Ja see on päris märkimisväärne, kas pole nii?
It's very important.
On väga tähtis
that we be able to discern,
et me tunneksime ära
the touch of God on people
Jumala puudutus inimeste peal
and help people grow up in it
ja aitaksime inimestel selles üles kasvada
instead of judging their motives
selle asjad panna neile kohe pikki päid ja neid mende motiive kahtustada
when that happens
kui see juhtub
the young Davids don't grow up
siis ei saa noored Davidid üles kasvada
to be a man after God's own heart
et olla Jumala südame järgi mehed
and we must have people like
aga meil peab sellised mehi olema
I think I can get this done. So, this is now verse 31. And David has been going to talk to Saul. So when the words which David spoke were heard, they told them to Saul and he sent for him.
Aga kui ta need sõnu kuuldi, siis mis Taavet rääkis, jutustati need Saulile ja ta lasi ennast enda juurde kutsuda, teda ennast enda juurde kutsuda.
Now catch David's heart here.
Vaata nüüd Taaveti südant.
David said to Saul.
Taavet ütles Saulile.
Now Saul's the king.
Saul on kuningas.
David says, let no man's heart fail on account of him.
Ärgu lasku keegi tema pärast oma julgust langeda.
Your servant will go and fight with this Philistine.
Sulane läheb ja võitleb selle Filistiga.
He didn't tell the king.
Ta ei öelnud kuningale.
That he knew that the king's heart had failed.
Et ta ei öelnud talle, et ma tean, et sul on juba süda saapas ääres.
He says, let no man's heart fail.
Ta ütles, et ärgu keegi hakaku kartma.
This was very respectful.
See oli väga austav käitumine.
I think in full knowledge David knew.
Ma arvan, et David teadis.
That Saul was afraid.
Et Saul on hirmul.
But he honored the position of the king.
Aga ta austas seda kuninga positsiooni.
We need to train young Davids to have that attitude.
Ja me peame õpetama neid noori Davidid, et neil oleks selline suhtumine.
And then we need to be able to see it and respect that they've done it.
Ja siis me peame nägema, kui nad käituvad korrektselt.
Well, then Saul said to David.
Ja siis ütles Saul Davidile.
You can't do this.
Sina ei saa sellega hakkama.
That's not exactly what he says, but he says you are not able to go out against this Philistine to fight him.
Ei suuda sina minna selle Filisti vastu temaga võidelda.
Because you are a youth.
Sest sa oled noor.
And he's been in warrior since he was a youth.
Aga tema on olnud noorest põllest peal juba sõjamees.
I'm going to paraphrase to get through this quicker.
Tõmbame selle kokku ruttu.
But David said you have nothing to worry about.
David ütles ära papista, sul ei ole millegi pärast muretseda.
Watching my father's sheep.
Ma olen valvanud oma isa lambaid.
A lion would come.
Ja siis tuli lõvi.
Or a bear would come.
Ja karu tuli.
And try to steal a lamb.
Proovis ühte lammast varasta.
And I would jerk the little lamb out of the bear's mouth, out of the lion's mouth.
Haarasin selle tallekese selle lõvi suust.
And grab him by the beard.
Ja võtsin tal habemest kinni.
And strike him and kill him.
Ja lõin ta maha surnuks.
God can deliver me from lion and bear.
Kui Jumal suudab mind päästa lõvi ja karu käest.
This Philistine is no match.
Siis see Filisti ole ka parem neist.
Now, lion and bear. Come on.
Ja lõvi ja karu.
It's pretty heavy.
Päris suured loomad.
Here's what I see in that.
Ja mida ma selles näen?
The lion.
Lõvi
is the most courageous of all animals.
On kõige julgem kõigist loomadest.
And the bear is the most ferocious.
Aga karu on kõige selline pealetükkivam või siukene ülbem, julmem.
So David was trained.
Nii et Taavetit oli treenitud.
To overcome his fear of the enemy.
Oma hirmust vaenlase ees üle saama.
And the fear that was in his own heart.
Ja sellest hirmust, mis on ta enda südames.
When he conquered the lion.
Kui ta sai lõvist jagu.
He gained courage.
Siis ta sai julgust sellest.
When he conquered the bear.
Kui ta karust jagu sai.
He gained strength.
Siis ta sai jõudu juurde.
Isn't that cool?
Kas pole lahe?
We have to.
Me peame.
Allow
lubama
the next generation
järgmisel sugupõlvel
to earn their stripes
oma enda tribut kätte saada
and if god's pagunid. Trained them like that
ja kui jumal tee seda tahab niimoodi need pagunid anda
then we can release them
siis me võime need vabastada nad
to the next level of fight
juba järgmisele lahingu tasemele
now I'm going to give you a sidebar
ma teen ühe väikse kõrvalpõike
here's what I see in that
mis ma selles näen
and here's what we're doing about it
mis me teeme sellega
we're going to start doing our children's ministry different
Me hakkame oma laste tööd teistmoodi tegema nüüd.
We're going to take our teenagers.
Me võtame oma teismelised.
And turn them loose on our kids.
Ja laseme nad lahti laste peale.
Drama teams, worship teams,
ülistus, draama,
small group leaders.
Väiksed gruppijuhid.
I'm going to yell probably because this really excites me.
Ja ma natuke võibolla karjun ka seal, sest et
It
ma
was
see
in
mind ühe veel.
Saving the lambs.
See on selleks, et tallesid
that päästa. This teenager was matured to fight the giants that were overcoming the people.
Nende tallede kaitsmise läbi sai see teismeline võimeliseks pärast minema sinna lahingusse võitma seda.
Did you see that? Isn't that cool? And I thought, I never saw it like that before.
Ma ei olnud seda kunagi varem näinud niimoodi.
So we want our young ones, our lambs,
meie kõige tallekesemad,
to want to look up to the young Davids.
Vaataksid noorte teismeliste Daavetite peale.
Because they're growing into men and women after God's own heart.
Saavad nüüd varsti mehed ja naised Jumala südame järgi.
And we want the little ones to have those as our heroes.
Ja ma tahame, et need pisikesed vaataksid nende kui kangelaste peale.
So they too can recognize anointing.
Et nad võiksid ära tunda võidmise.
The one that's on them.
Mis on nende peal.
And the one that's going to come on them.
Ja mis saab siis tulema edasi nende peale.
Isn't that neat?
Kas pole lahe?
I think it's a transgenerational touch from God.
Ma arvan, et see on siuke Jumala põlvkondade vaheline puudutus.
I don't know how we're going to do it, but we're doing
it. Ma veel ei tea täpselt, kuidas see välja kukub, aga me hakkame nii tegema.
David got trained.
David sai treeningu.
As a teenager.
Teismelisena.
He was like 14 when he got the oil poured on him.
Ta sai 14 aastat võitud.
And that was in the previous chapter.
Ja see on eelmises peatükis.
I don't know how much time went by.
Me ei tea palju täpselt aastat mööda läks.
But not very much, he's still a teenager.
Aga mitte palju, sest ta on ikkagi seal ju teismeline.
And
poisike.
Personally, when the Lord called me to Estonia,
ja kui isand kutsus mind Eestisse,
it was at the picture of two teenagers.
Siis ma nägin pilti kahest teismelisest.
I knew
ma teadsin,
we're supposed to do something about coming after this generation.
Ma teadsin, et me peame tegema midagi selles sugupõlvega, kes nüüd tuleb.
And I think one of the keys to it
ja ma arvan, et üks võtmetest sellele
is those who've tasted the flavor of the previous move.
On see, et eelmise liikumise maitse saanud
creating hunger.
Hakkavad tootma ühte nälga.
In this generation for the next move.
Et järgmise liikumise põlvkondaks esile tuua.
That's why I went to all that trouble to say that.
Sellest ma näen kinni palju vaevat, räägin kõiki need lugusid.
So, David says,
David ütles, Saul,
have courage.
Oma julgust.
Do not be afraid.
Ära karda.
Don't let my weak appearance
ära lase sellele, et ma näen selline nõrguke välja
deceive you.
Sind petta.
I have been trained.
Mind on treenitud.
In the fighting of the lion.
Ma olen sõdinud lõviga.
And the fighting of the bear.
Ja karuga.
But he stopped.
Ja seal ta lõpetas.
He didn't say.
Ta ei öelnud.
By the way, I'm more anointed than you are.
Ja tegelikult ma olen võitum ka kui sina.
He didn't, but he was.
Ja ta oli ju tegelikult, aga ta ei öelnud.
Samuel said he's pulled it from Saul and he's anointing you.
Sest talle öeldi, et see võetakse Saulit ära, pannakse sinu peale.
And David said nothing about when to take his place.
David ei rääkinud selle hetkel midagi koha ülevõtmisest.
He said, let me serve you in your place.
Ta ütles, las ma teenin sind sinu positsioonis.
It's a beautiful way
see on väga viisakas ja kena viis, kuidas noor
to respond.
Saab this reageerida.
This is what we want when this generation is anointed. We want to teach them to have this level of respect and maturity.
Ja me tahame, et kui see uus sugupõlv tuleb peale, siis nende sees oleks see respekt ja austus vanemate vastu.
And then Saul makes a mistake.
Ja siis teeb Saul ühe vea.
It's like he's trying to get in on this.
Ta proovib ka nagu osa saada sellest.
Verse 38. Then Saul clothed David with his garments and put a bronze helmet on his head and clothed him with his armor.
Siis Saul pani oma riided Taavetile selga, andis temale vaskübara pähe ja pani temale raudrüü selga.
And David girded his sword over his armor and tried to walk.
Ja Taavet pani tema mõõga endale riiete peale vööle ja proovis kõndida.
For he not tested them.
Ta polnud nende asjadega harjunud.
So David said to Saul.
Taavet ütles Saulile.
I can't do this.
Mina ei saa sellega hakkama.
For I have not tested them.
Ma ei ole sellega harjunud.
And David took them off.
Võttis need riided sellest ära.
Now here's Saul's armor.
Siin on Sauli sõjavarustus.
The breastplate, the helmet, the sword.
Kiiver ja rinnarüü ja mõõk ja kõik muud kilp.
Now look at David's armor.
Ja mis on Taavetil oli?
Verse 40.
40.
He took a stick in his hand.
Ta võttis oma kepi kätte.
And chose for himself 5 smooth stones.
Valis endale ojast 5 siledat kivi.
From the brook and put them in a shepherd's bag which he had even in his pouch.
Ta pani need oma karjase pauna, mis tal kaasas oli, ja lingu kivikotis.
And his sling was in his hand and he approached the Philistine.
Ja tal oli ling käes ja ta astus vilistile vastu.
Now, please get this.
Saa nüüd asjale pihta.
Here's David.
Siin on Taavet.
He's in the presence of the king,
kes on kuninga ees,
the commander of God's army,
kes on Jumala sõjaväe komandör,
and Saul tries to offer him a strategy.
Ja Saul proovib talle oma strateegiat pakkuda.
This sword, put on these, put
siin
on this
breastplate. Siin pane need kaitsekilbid, need asjad kõik endale külge, siis sa oled sa kaitstud.
And David said,
ütleb,
I have a different idea.
Aga mul on teissugune idee.
And so Saul calls his battle commanders together.
Saul kutsub sõjapealikud kokku.
Let's see what the military strategy and tactics are that David has.
Me täna paika paneme ja millise tema meile välja käib.
So you get the joint chiefs of staff together, you know.
Yeah, siis on kõik ülemused seal koos.
And they say we can do this, we have this spear, we have this sword, we have this helmet.
Seda oda pakkuda ja seda ja seda minna selle mõõgaga ja
we can set the archers over here
and me võiks me vibulasked panna külgedele kaitseks.
And David says, I got a stick.
Mul on üks kepp siin.
And I got a slingshot.
Ja mul on ling kaasas.
He would never have been permitted out.
Teda ei oleks kunagi välja lubatud niimoodi.
Now get this.
Aga?
God had given him a divine strategy.
Jumal oli annud talle jumaliku strateegia.
Methods are not sacred.
Ei ole pühad.
The way Saul had battled.
See viis, kuidas Saul oli sõdinud.
In no way resembled how David was going to fight and win.
Lähedanegi sellele, kuidas David kavatses lahingusse minna ja võita.
David was not fit for Saul's armor.
David ei sobinud selle rüü sisse.
But he was fit for the fight.
Aga ta ei sobiv sellesse lahingusse.
God had not prepared him Jumal to fight Saul's battle.
Sellesse lahingusse enda Saul oleks pidanud tegema.
God had prepared him to fight Israel's battle.
Oma lahinguid.
Do you see what I'm saying? Saul was not anointed to use it anymore, and neither was it any good for David.
Saul ei olnud enam võitud, et oma relvastust kanda, ja David ei olnud ka selle relvastuse jaoks võitud.
God always chooses
Jumal
motives
motiivi
over methods.
Ja peab seda tähtsamaks kui meetodit.
Every time.
Iga kord.
It doesn't mean that some of these methods weren't good.
See tähendab, et mõni meetod on parem kui teine.
They just weren't God at the moment.
Nad lihtsalt ei ole Jumala poolt selleks hetkeks pandud.
God had anointed those methods before.
Nemad olid enne Jumala poolt võitud.
Because Saul had led Israel to win other battles.
Sest et Saul oli ju viinud Iisraeli võidukastesse lahingutesse.
But there was a giant.
Aga oli üks hiiglane.
There was a threat.
Üks ähvardav isik.
That had not existed before.
Keda polnud ennem olnud.
And those tactics.
Ja see taktika.
Couldn't be used.
Ei olnud enam kasutatav, mis oli ennem kasutusel.
God had given David.
Jumal oli annud Daavetile.
An uncommon method.
Ühe ebatavalise meetodi.
But an undefeatable message.
Aga ühe võitmatu sõnumi.
Isn't that sweet?
Kas pole lahe?
Now I know I'm going longer, but I'm going to give it with the message, okay? So, here's the combat. David's facing the giant.
Ta läheb, David läheb nüüd koljatile vastu.
And this is what happens. You get anointed and you march out to obey God.
Sa saad võimise ja sa lähed välja, et kuulatud Jumalale.
And you meet the devil.
Ja siis sa kohtud kuradit.
I had someone ask me once.
Üskord keegi küsis mult.
How do you learn about spiritual warfare?
Kus sa õppisid selle vaimse sõjapidamise kohta midagi?
Well, just seek the Lord, you won't have any problem.
Ma ütlesin, otsi Jumalat, sul ei ole mingit probleeme.
You don't have to go looking for trouble.
Sa ei pea neid probleeme otsima.
Just follow hard after God.
Lihtsalt mine ja jälgi Jumalat.
And the devil will be right around the corner.
Ja kurat ootab sind esimese nurga taga.
Well, David's feeling pretty good.
David tundis ennast päris hästi.
He doesn't have to wear the armor.
Ta ei pea seda rüüd kandma.
He has his own weapons.
Tal on oma relvad.
God's going to get vindicated.
Ja Jumal on need annud talle võidud.
His enemy is going to get defeated.
Ja vaenlane saab võidetud.
David is going to get to live in the palace.
Et ta saab lossi elama.
He's going to get the pretty girl.
Ta saab ilusa naise endale.
He's never going to pay taxes.
Ta ei pea makse maksma.
And he's never going to do public service.
Ja ei pea tegema kunagi sõjaväeteenistust läbi.
He's having a really good day.
Ja tal on väga hea päev.
And then the Philistines came, this is verse 41.
Ja 41 tuleb talle selle vilist vastu.
They came on and approached David with the shield bearer in front of them.
Tuli ja tal oli see kilbikandja tema ees.
And when the Philistine looked and saw David,
Vilist vaatas enegi Daavetit.
He disdained him.
Ei pannud teda millekski.
Do you know that the Bible is a book of understatement?
See, Piibel on siuke raamat, mida on kihtasti tihti peale, millest on mööda vaadatud.
He didn't disdain him. He called him every name in the book.
Siin ei saa öelda, et ta teda tähele ei pannud, sest ta ju sõimas teda igasuguse võimaliku nimega.
He tried to intimidate him.
Ta proovis teda pilgata.
Tried to take his courage away from him.
Talt julgust röövida.
Tried to steal his strength.
Ja tema jõudu röövida.
He wanted to have him beat before the fight ever started.
Ta proovis, et ta lüüa ennem kui lahing hakkab.
And he disdained him because he was a youth.
Ta pannud ta millekski, sest ta oli noor.
And handsome in appearance.
Ja punapalgeline kauni välimusega.
And Goliath was neither.
Goliath selline ei olnud.
And sometimes, you know, that's what it's like.
Vaat, elu ongi selline.
The Philistine said to David, am I a dog that you come at me with sticks? And now get this. And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. The gods of the Philistines were demonic. There are demons behind those idols. I can prove it to you, but I don't have time to go back to the verses. But the Bible says that. So he's cursing him out of his carnality.
Oma lihalikusest ta neab teda.
But now he's cursing him by the power of demonic gods.
Aga nüüd, ja ta kasutab selleks needmiseks ka teemallike jumalate väge.
Now greater is he that's in us than
suurem
he that's
see,
in the world.
On meie sees, kui see, kes on maailmas.
But that doesn't mean there's no power in the enemy.
Aga see ei tähenda, et sinus ei oleks väge.
Am I right? So it's very important that David did
this. Vaid vaenlases ei oleks mingit väge. See on väga tähtis.
Very important that David approached this in this by the anointing.
Läks sellele vastu oma hoidmisega.
Because this was not a lion or a bear.
Sest see ei olnud mingi karu ega lõvi enam.
And he gets the enemy involved in this. He gets a spiritual warfare going on here. Can you see this?
Et siin ta läheb ka vaimsesse sõjapidamisse.
So it's not just the culture that he's having problem with or it's actually witchcraft and
see on tegelikult nõidus, mitte lihtsalt kultuuriline
probleem. And demonic forces that he's fighting.
See on teemallikud jõud, mille vastu ta sõdib.
So the Philistine said to David, come to me and I will give your flesh to the birds of the sky and the beasts of the field.
Ta ütles, tule minu juurde, ma annan su liha lindudele taeval ja loomadele väljal.
So see, Goliath wasn't going to beat David and then go have lunch.
Goliath ei kavatsenud Davidit maha lüüa, et siis lõunale minna.
He was going to defeat David and David was going to be lunch.
Vaid ta kavatsed ta maha lüüa ja ta lõunaks süüa.
So the birds and the beasts are going to eat you alive.
Ütles, et loomad ja linnud söövad.
What's left of you that they'll eat up? I mean, he was going to totally destroy.
Mis pinust üle jääb, see süüaks ära.
Now you have to understand what's at stake here.
Et sa pead aru saama, mille peale siin mäng käis.
It's the destiny of God for the people of God that's at stake.
Jumala rahva saatus oli siin mängus.
God's destiny for them.
Jumala saatus nende jaoks.
Was to be his glory in the earth.
Oli see, et nad peaks olema tema au maa peal.
Not the slaves of the Philistines.
Mitte mingid filistite orjad.
And the purpose of God would not be fulfilled if this fight was lost.
Ja Jumala eesmärk ei saaks ju teoks, kui see lahing kaotataks.
It wasn't just religious freedom we're talking about.
Siin ei olnud mingi religioosne vabadus, millest Madin käis.
It was divine destiny that
Vaid
was at stake.
Saatus oli
the kaalukausil. Destiny of God's people was at stake.
Jumala elu, Jumala rahva saatus oli kaalukausil.
So God has funny methods.
Jumala on naljakad meetodid.
The destiny of all of God's people was at stake.
Kogu Jumala rahva saatus oli mängus.
And he entrusts it.
Ja ta usaldas selle
to an anointed teenager.
Ühe teismelisega pea kätte, kes oli võitud.
With a stick and a slingshot.
Kellel oli kepp käes ja ling teises käes.
Go figure.
Saa nüüd Jumalast aru.
And you know, every prophet in the place got to be saying,
iga prohvet seal
kohas. This is wrong and this is wicked. He's a rebel.
Mida te teete?
And because who would ever be on this guy's side?
Kes tahaks olla tema poole peal?
Even his brothers weren't.
Isegi ta vennad ei olnud tema poolt.
So I think it's really important you see the pressures that are coming against David.
Nüüd sa võid aru saama, milline surre oli tegelikult Taaveti peal.
Look at David's answer.
Ja vaata, mis ta vastas siis.
Verse
45.
You come to me with a sword,
sina tuled minu juurde mõõgaga,
a spear and a javelin.
Ja odaga.
I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts.
Aga mina tulen sinu juurde vägede isanda.
The God of the armies of Israel.
Iisraeli väehulkade.
Whom you have taunted.
Ja Jumala nimel, keda sina oled teotanud.
This day the Lord will deliver you into my hands.
Täna annab isand sind minu kätte.
And I'll strike you down.
Et ma su maha lööksin.
It's pretty bold.
Päris julge, eks ole?
And remove your head from you.
Ja su pea sinust eemaltaksin.
That might have been the teenager talking.
See on, ma arvan, teismelise jõud.
And I will give the dead bodies of the army of the Philistines.
Ja ma annan vilistite sõjave laibad.
To the birds of the sky.
Täna lindudele taeval.
And the wild beasts of the earth.
Ja metsloomadele maa peal.
That all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel.
Saaks teada, et Iisraelil on Jumal.
This is a prophetic proclamation of God's sovereignty over the whole earth.
Et Jumal on valitseb üle kogu maa.
See, the devil's tried to make this a one-on-one thing.
Kurat proovib meid üks ühe vastu panna.
In order to enslave one nation.
Et ühte rahvast korraga orjastada.
God is saying, I'm going to do something.
Ma teen midagi.
That nobody could possibly take credit for.
Mida keegi või oma arvele kirjutada.
And the effects of it are going to ripple through the whole earth.
Ja see saab kogu maad mõjutama.
That's what we're looking for.
Ja see on see, mida meiegi ootame.
That's what we're looking for.
See on see, mida meiegi ootame.
That's what we want.
See on see, mida me vajame.
Do you see that?
I have to run away.
Do you see that?
A job.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, that's no problem. You run.
That's fine. Thank you. Done.
Jätkame.
It's not a problem. We had a conversation on the street yesterday. We'll be fine.
Yeah.
Ran to him in Old Town yesterday. So the first decree is to the whole world about God's sovereignty. Thank you, sweetheart.
Asi, mis öeldi, oli kogu maailmale Jumala väelisust.
Now get the next decree. Because this is for the whole world about the sovereignty of God.
Järgmine asi, mis öeldi välja. Vaata nüüd.
He says that the whole earth, this is verse 46.
46. Salm.
The whole earth may know there is a God in Israel.
Et kogu maailm saaks teada, et Iisraelil on Jumal.
Now get this. And that all this assembly may know that the Lord does not deliver by sword or by spear.
Ja et siis 47 kogu see väeulk saab teada, et Jehova ei päästa mitte mõõga ega piigi abil.
For the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands.
Sest see on Jehova võitlus, et tema annab teid meie kätte.
See the first decree is for the whole world.
Et esimene siis väljaütlemine on kogu maailma jaoks.
The next one's for Israel.
Järgmine on Iisraeli jaoks.
This assembly. He's talking about the people of God, the army of God.
Ta räägib Jumala armeest, Jumala rahvast.
It's a demonstration of God's authority and power for his people.
Nii et see on tema rahvale Jumala autoriteedi ja väedemonstratsioon.
The rest of the world doesn't know there is a God.
Et ülejäänud maailm ei tea üldse, et Jumal on olemas.
He's going to prove there is.
Aga tõestab siin, et on.
But Israel has lost sight of how powerful God is.
Aga Israel on nagu silmist ära kaotanud selle, kui väeline on Jumal.
So he's going to prove to them his power again.
Nii et ta tõestab jälle Jumala
väge. We desperately need God to move.
Et on vaja, et Jumal liiguks.
In a way that causes the church to believe in God again.
Et Jumala kogudus jälle usuks Jumalasse.
Many years ago.
Aastat tagasi.
Right after I became a Christian.
Pärast seda, kui ma sain kristlaseks.
I felt this pull of God on my heart.
Ma tundsin sellist Jumala nagu tõmmet oma südames.
And I'd lived a pretty sinful life.
Ja ma olin sellist väga patust elu elanud.
So I didn't think people like me could be called of God.
Ja ma arvasin, et minusugused inimesed ei saa olla Jumala poolt kutsutud.
Certainly if I was God, I wouldn't call me.
Et kui mina oleksin ise Jumala, siis ma poleks ise ennast kutsunud.
But my pastor was moving.
Aga minu pastor liikus.
And he led me to the Lord.
Ja tema juhatas mind Jumala juurde.
So I went to him the day of his move.
Ja siis ma läksin tema juurde siis, kui ta kolis. Ja?
And I said, you're probably going to think I'm a crazy man.
Ja ta ütles, et sa võibolla arvad, et ma olen natukene hull, aga...
But I think I may be called of God.
Aga ma ilmselt, mul on siku tunne, et ma olen Jumala poolt kutsutud.
And he said, John, everybody knows it but you.
Ja ta ütles, et John, et kõik teavad seda peale sinu.
He said, well, what is your call?
Ja küsin, mis on sinu kutse?
And I said, well, I know it's not to be a pastor.
Ja ma ütlesin, et ma tean, et see ei ole pastor.
That was the wrong response. But...
Et see oli vale vastus.
But I said, and I'm a young man, I've been saved less than a year.
Ja ma ütlesin, et ma olen noor mees ja ma olen kuskil alla aastalt päästetud.
I'm in a conservative denomination.
Ja ma olen sellises konservatiivses denominatsioonis.
We're hearing from God, that's just not what you talk about.
Ja sellest, et sa kuuled Jumalat, ei räägita seal.
And I told the pastor, I have one phrase.
Ja ma ütlesin pastor, et mul on üks fraas.
That keeps running through my mind.
Ja mis nagu minu mõttest kogu läbi jookseb.
He said, well, what is it?
Ja küsis, mis see on?
I said, I feel like I'm to call the church up out of the church to be the church.
Et minu kutse on, et kutsuda kogudust välja kogudusest, et olla kogudus, jah.
And he just looked at me.
Ja siis ta vaatas mul otsa.
He said, that's a prophetic call.
Et see on profetlik kutse.
He says, prophets don't last very long.
Ja, aga profetid ei pea ikka vastu.
He said, I don't think I'd do that. But it's never gone away.
Aga see ei ole kunagi ära läinud.
And I think it's something that he's doing in our day to get the people of God to recognize who he really is and who we really are.
Aga see on miski, mida ta teeb tänapäeval, et Jumala rahvast tunneks ära, kes ta on tegelikult. Te mida ta teeb.
So, back to the story.
Ja aga loo juurde tagasi.
David says the talking is over.
Ja David ütleb, et siis jutt on läbi.
And he takes one of the stones and puts it in the sling and...
Ja võtab ühe kivi, paneb selle lingu otsa ja piskab.
Hits him right between the eyes.
Ja saab pihta täpselt silmade vahele.
And it kills him.
Ja see tapab ära.
Wind in the wings.
Ja, et see tuul nendes tiibades.
I don't know. I'm figuring about 100 miles an hour in the head.
Ja ma arvan, et võibolla 100 miili tunnis pähe.
It would take great impact to take that giant out.
Ja et selleks oli vaja päris kõvat tõuget, et so, see hiiglane kokku kukuks.
It was like David's hand and God's arm.
Et see oli nagu Taaveti käsi ja siis Jumala käsi.
And it takes him out.
Ja see võttis ta maha.
And I'm going to read two verses because this is to me very interesting. Verse 50.
Ja mul on kaks salmi, see on väga minu jaoks tähtis, et 50.
Then David prevailed over the Philistines with a sling and a stone.
Ja nõnda see Taavet vilistist jagu lingu ja kiviga.
And he struck the Philistine and killed him.
Ja ta oli vilisti maha ja surmas tema.
And there was no sword in David's hand.
Aga Taavetil ei olnud mõõka käes.
So David ran and stood over the Philistine.
Siis Taavet jooksis ning astus vilisti juurde.
and took his sword,
ja võttis tema mõõga,
drew it out of the sheath and killed him.
Tõmbas tupest ja surmas tema.
And cut off his head with it.
Ja raius sellega ta pea maha.
And when the Philistines saw their champion was dead, they fled.
Ja kui vilistid nägid, et nende kangelane on surnud, siis nad põgenesid.
So when the Philistines lost their champion,
nii et kui nad oma kangelase kaotasid, vilistid siis,
they lost their courage.
Siis nad kaotasid ka oma julguse.
And they lost the war.
Ja nad kaotasid sõja.
But again, I see a teenager in this.
Aga jälle ma näen siin ühte teismelist.
He does this.
Ta teeb seda, viskab.
The giant's dead.
Ja iglane on surnud.
Dead is dead.
Ja surnud on surnud.
So then he takes the sword.
Ja siis ta võtab mõga.
And it says, and he kills him again.
Ja siis nagu ta tapab tuuesti.
And then he cuts his head off.
Ja siis lõikab ta pea maha.
Really, really dead.
Ja täiesti surnud nüüd.
So the zeal of youth does things a little differently sometimes.
et noored oma sellises pealhakkamises teevad asju võibolla teistmoodi.
I think if he was dead, that was probably enough.
Et mina arvan, et võibolla kui ta surnud oli, oli juba piisav.
But he had said, I'm going to cut your head off.
Aga ta oli öelnud, et ma lõikan su pea maha.
And he cut the man's head off.
Ja lõikas mehel pea maha.
Now I think too that it's a prophetic act of this, there is no authority over our authority.
Ja ma arvan, et see prohvetlik akt või selline tegu, et ei ole autoriteet üle meie autoriteet.
And he's the head. And we'll recognize no other, we'll receive orders from no other.
Ja et me ei võta kellegilt nagu käsklusi vastu, et
I don't know if the Lord told him to cut his head off or not, but he did.
So ja ma ei tea, kas Jumal ütles, et ta peaks selle mehe pea maha võtma, aga tegi seda.
And Israel then goes out and
ja siis Israel läheb välja ja võidab ära.
They put a whooping on the Philistines.
Nii et teevad filistitele, annavad neile laksu, peksa.
David's answer wasn't the slingshot.
Taaveti vastus ei olnud mitte lingukivi.
And it wasn't the stick.
Ja see olnud ka mitte see kepp, mis tal käes oli.
What he said was, there's power in the name of the Lord.
Vaid see oli see, et ta ütles, et
that was his response.
Et isanda väes või isanda nimes on vägi. See tema vastus.
The please hear me. The enemy didn't have any fear about the slingshot or the stick.
Ja vaenlasel ei olnud mitte mingisugust hirmu selle kepi ees või selle lingu ees.
And he certainly didn't fear this zealous teenager.
Ja ta üldse ei kartnud seda teismelist, kellel oli küll hästi palju sellist pealakkamist.
And he didn't have wisdom enough to fear the power of the name of the Lord.
Aga et ta oli piisavalt tarkust, et karta isanda nime.
It was the name of the Lord that killed Goliath.
Et see oli isanda nimi, mis tappis Goliati.
David said, I stand before you in the name of the Lord God of hosts.
Ja David ütles, et ma seisan sinu ees Iisraeli vägede Jumala nimel.
Goliath had cursed Israel.
Ja Goliath oli neednud Iisraeli.
And Saul.
Ja siis
and David.
Saul ja Davidit.
By the name of his gods.
Oma Jumalate nimel.
And David just stood.
Ja siis David
seisis. Power of the name of his God.
Oma Jumala väes.
And that did it.
Ja see sai hakkama. See tegi asja ära.
We are not here to build empires for people.
Ja me ei ole siin, et ehitada inimeste jaoks impeeriume.
We're here to advance the kingdom of God.
Vaid me oleme siin, et Jumala riiki edasi viia.
And in this particular situation,
ja see teatud olukord siin,
God used a young man,
siis Jumal kasutas ühte noort meest,
with very unorthodox methods.
Ja väga hea, sellised ebatavalisi meetodeid,
that did not resemble the methods they were used to.
Ja need ei olnud üldse sarnased nendele meetodidele, mis varem oli kasutatud.
To win a fight.
Ja et võita üks võitlus.
That no one else would even enter into.
Millesse ükski teine inimene üldse ei sisenekski.
Is it possible?
Kas on võimalik?
That some of the things we've prayed for.
Et mõningad asjad, mida me oleme palvetanud.
And some of the breakthroughs that we're looking for.
Ja mõningad läbimurded, mida me oleme näinud.
Require anointings that we don't have yet.
Et need, nende jaoks on vaja võidmisi, mida meil veel ei ole.
And it may be possible.
Ja võibolla on see ka võimalik.
That some of those anointings will come on people we're not ready to have anointed yet.
Ja et need mõningad võidmised tulevad inimeste peale, keda me ei ole valmis veel nägema võitud täna.
All I can tell you.
Ja et kõik, mis mina võin öelda.
Is that there's power in the name of the Lord.
Et isanda väes on vägi.
And he'll express that.
Ja tema väljendab seda.
In our day.
meie päevil.
In his way.
Nii kuidas tema tahab.
So that the whole earth.
Nii et kogu maailm.
Will know that there's a God.
Teab, et on olemas
know
Jumal.
That the church is alive.
Ja et kogudus on elav.
And full of power, authority and love.
Ja täis väge autoriteeti ja armastust.
Right here.
You see maa peal.
And right now.
Praegu.
Lord, thank you for your word.
Isa, me täname sind sinu sõna eest.
We're challenged by what we hear.
Ja meil on esitatud väljakutse läbi selle, mis me oleme kuulnud.
Lord, I'm asking.
Ja mida mina palun.
That you would touch us in such a way.
Et sa puudutaksid meid niimoodi.
That we would believe in the power of your name.
Et me usuksime sinu nime väesse.
At a new level.
Ja uuel tasemel.
In a fresh way.
Ja värskel viisil.
And I pray that you would release to us.
Ja ma palun, et sa vabastaksid meile.
Divine strategy.
Jumaliku strateegiat.
That does not depend on method.
Ja mis ei sõltu meetodist.
But catches the motive of your heart.
Vaid mis püüab kinni sinu südame motiivi.
And permits you to do.
Ja lubab sul teha.
All that you want to do.
Kõike seda, mida sa tahad teha.
To bring honor to the name of your son.
Et tuua oma pojale austust. Oma poja nimele.
You love your church.
Sina armastad oma kogudust.
And you love this little nation of Estonia.
Ja sa armastad seda väikest rahvast, Eesti rahvast.
I think you want to do something here.
Ja ma arvan, et sa tahad midagi siin teha.
So much bigger.
Nii palju suuremat.
So much grander.
Nii palju vägevamat.
By your power.
Ma väe läbi.
That people will marvel.
Inimesed imestavad.
And wonder how could you do all that there.
Ja imestavad, et kuidas sa kõike suutsid seal teha.
We just invite you.
Ja me lihtsalt kutsume sind.
To do it with us.
Et sa teeksid seda meiega.
Thank you that you came those years ago.
Ja me täname sind, et sa tulid aastat tagasi.
And there's some here.
Ja mõned siin.
Who have that flavor on their tongue this morning.
Kellel on see maitse veel keelel.
Would you give us fresh ways?
Aga annaksid, palume, et sa annaksid meile uusi viisi.
To give that away.
Et me annaksime seda edasi.
And would you allow us to tap in.
Et
drill down and touch what you've deposited here.
Nii, et sa lubaksid meile sügavale puurida sellesse, mis sul on meie jaoks valmis pandud.
So we can empower.
Et me võiksime olla väestatud.
All the new vehicles for ministry that you would release.
Ja et need kõik uued teenistus vahendid või sõiduriistad oleksid väestatud, oleksid kütusega varustatud.
Lord, we're grateful.
Ja me oleme tänulikud.
That you haven't forgotten us.
Et sa ei ole meid unustanud.
And that you have plan and purpose.
Et sul on plaan ja eesmärk.
To do way above.
Teha üle selle kõige.
Anything we can ask or think.
Mida me võime küsida ja paluda või mõelda.
We love you.
Me armastame sind.
In Jesus' name.
Jeesuse nimel.
Amen.